We're doing our global
radio.
World Talk Radio. Come on in, join me.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing, share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In French, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
And we are here, Grand Rising at Health and Wellbeing with Viada. I'm on live on Facebook because T-Mobile loves to charge folks when they call in sometimes to our blog talk radio studio. So I'm giving you the opportunity to view my joint rolling this morning. Yes, we're going to do joint rolling. I haven't done mine yet, so I really need it to get this body and lymphatic system, blood circulating, all that. We do all that good stuff. And then our show today, Health and Wellbeing with Viada, is all about, are your genes causing or determining disease and health challenge in your body? That's the lessons we've been given most of our lives. I don't know about you, but every time you visit a new doctor, new health professional, usually they have a list of questions to ask you. And what are some of the questions they ask you? Did your mother have liver disease? Did anyone in your family have cancer? Does anyone in your family have this disease, that disease, that? So there's a whole list we've been through checking to determine, to help the doctor determine, quote, your risk for certain diseases. So we're going to talk about that today, whether your genes really do influence your body's development of disease or any type of health challenges, in fact. So we're talking about that as well. I have tons of health news that I would just love your opinion on. So this morning, as always, I'm Viata, in case you're new. I'm Viata. Share this with your friends and let everyone know that we're here to bring good news about your body, your health, your mind, body, spirit. We bring it all together, mind, body, spirit. Whatever we talk about here, it's all about blending mind, body, spirit, harmonizing mind, body, spirit. Because in the past, when we're younger, we don't get the education of mind, body, spirit all being one and coming together as our creator intended. So Here every Friday morning, we got to roll these joints. Why are we rolling joints? Because there is something called synovial fluid in all of our joints. And that fluid lubricates the joints and helps us resist any damage to the joints and strengthens the body. And not to mention your lymphatic system, the main toxic drainage system, is vitalized, is activated when you're rolling these joints. So there's all kinds of reasons that you can benefit. Good morning, Naima. They can find me on Facebook. Yes, I'm on Facebook Live right now, Facebook/Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A. That's where you're finding me live right now. You're looking at my picture. If you're on Blog Talk Radio, you can find me Facebook Live Vieta, V-I-E-T-T-A, Robinson. I don't know if my last name is there. But that's why I'm here, to promote beauty and health in your body. When you have health inside, your beauty shines forth. So don't worry about all the cosmetics and the lipstick and the lashes. I saw a woman the other day on a talk show. Her lashes were just covering her whole lid. It was like beautiful art. I'm just going to say it that way. Beautiful art. But if you don't have the budget for that type of thing, don't worry about it. Just bring out the beauty from within. So let's get down on the floor and do some joint rolling. My favorite go-to song right now is still Sounds of Blackness, Time for Healing, because we are still in that mode right now, Time for Healing. Let's see, where is it? Intro music. We're still in that mode. And plus, sometimes Facebook gives me grief about playing copyrighted songs. So I have to be careful. On my Wednesday yoga show, they sent me a notice about, we're going to cancel you if you keep playing these songs without permission, and you have to show permission. So I'm going to go with Time for Healing, because I do, in writing, have their permission to share their music, and it, so we can enjoy it. I don't know what's the big deal about just playing music. I don't own the rights to this music. Maybe that's the disclaimer I need. And one more disclaimer about health and well-being, that this show is not intended, not at all, to replace any advice you may be receiving from your doctor. And if you have any chronic or acute health body conditions, please see your health professional and get their advice on whether you should be doing these exercises. And my whole intention in bringing you all the news and the knowledge about your breasts, we're going to do some breast, show you how to do some breast massage today so you can keep healthy breasts. And all that is to help you make better decisions and about taking charge of your health. So let's just get down on the floor right now and do some joint rolling. I'm going to move my phone so you can see me on the floor. There we are. There's that. Okay, that's my living room. And let's get my laptop down here next to it so we can hear some music. And that's my dad back there. That guy right there is still with me in spirit. He was 95 years old when he left the planet, but I put that book cover, that's his book, on. We wrote that book together, shermanjhoward.com. You can find his book about the 95-year-old legend and hot football legacy. So I'm going to put on Time for Healing, and we're going to start with our neck roll because we want to loosen up these muscles here first, before we get down to the rest of the body and get everything moving. So let's have some music to go along with it.
Children are dying. against their sisters and brothers, yeah.
Thank you.
like a tree trunk. Your vagus nerve is like a tree trunk. And it travels from the bottom of your brain stem all the way out, branches out all over your body, sending messages, especially sending a message from your brain to your gut here, where all the armed microbiome, gut lives, millions, trillions of army ready to fight for you in any case. So rub those hands together, place those hands on the back of the neck and squeeze, gentle squeeze. And just give your neck, that area, a good massage. Feel that vibration all the way to your toes. I can feel that energy running all the way down my legs, arms, toes, just stretching out, activating vagal energy, vagus nerve energy. Ooh, yes, stimulate. Feeling better, like a shot of caffeine. A shot of caffeine down the spine, around the body, stimulating the neck area, the shoulders. Shoulders are feeling good this morning. Yay. Woo. All right, let's take one more deep breath in. Hold it for 5, 4, 5, and exhale. One more in. Feels so good. Breathe in. And exhale. Whoo! Give yourself a hand. And I'm going to go back up into the studio so we can start our show. And place that right there in my chair. Bring my laptop back up. And we're good for business this morning on health and well-being. Hallelujah. So welcome. Welcome. So much in the news this week. I was up till midnight just transferring news items from my email to a page where I can read from. So much information that I would love to hear your opinion on. I'm going to be sharing a lot of news items after the first half hour, but we want to get into what are your genes controlling, contributing to your health challenges, your diseases. Do you ever ask yourself that question? As I started this morning, and welcome, Ama, Naima, welcome. Thank you for joining me, because when we come together every Friday morning, we're creating this powerful unity energy. And I would love to hear from you about the news items I'm going to share this morning. What do you think about all this news about our body? People are planning things to control this body. What do you think about that? But most important, this is breast health awareness. We're not going to say breast cancer awareness, but that happens. We know that happens, but it's breast health awareness. And one of the things that you can do, let me sit up, to improve the health of your breasts is massage them every day. And you would start, I'm going to give you a little pattern that I've been doing for years now since my journey with my sister's breast cancer. I became just so aware of keeping my breast healthy emotionally, mentally. And one of the things you can do every day, women and men, because men get breast cancer too, along with emotional state. I'm going to talk about pH this morning and how to keep the breast healthy with pH awareness, potential for hydrogen. But rubbing your hands together every day, ladies, men, and just massaging the breast gently, going all, especially under the breast, because there's lymphatic drainage going on under the breast. So gently, just massaging, touching. Yes, touch those boobies, touch those girls, touch, massage. And then going under this area, we get a lot of lymphatic problems. Under this area, under the arm, massaging. Men, too. Come on, men. You can do it. Get under the arms, massaging. Just give a gentle massage, as gentle or as you like. Maybe you want to get in there and do deep massage. That's good, too. But just love on your body with gentle massage all around. Under the breast. Lift those breasts. Massage under there. I hope by now you've gotten rid of your underwire bras. No underwire bras. I mentioned this last week how the studies revealed that underwire bras interfere with your lymphatic system drainage. So you don't want that wire around your breast, the nurturing, caring part of you. You want to free yourself. Good morning, Rachel. Hi, Rachel. Oh, hi. Wonderful. Thank you for joining me. We want to free up these breasts, give them lots of room to circulate the blood around here. And we're going to talk about the fact that the glands and the ducts in the breast are what get clogged when women have breast cancer. And it's a clogging of not just physical toxicity, it's a clogging of emotional energy. So we're going to talk about that in this half hour. But first, my favorite teacher on epigenetics is Bruce Lipton. So I want you to hear from Bruce Lipton about how he looks at Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie, the actress, years ago decided that she made it public that she had the gene for breast cancer, and she decided to have a mastectomy. I love Bruce Lipton's perspective. Bruce Lipton is a biological cellular PhD. He taught med students back at Stanford for years, and then he woke up one night and said, this is the wrong teaching. So we're going to hear from him about a little bit about epigenetics, because the question, are your genes controlling or causing health challenge, needs to be answered, especially this month around health, breast health awareness. Are your genes controlling your health? We've been in doctors' offices filling out forms about, did your uncle have, or did your sister have breast cancer? Did your sister have this? They list all the diseases in it. How many of your relatives had these diseases? Those questions are based on the idea or theory that your genes from your parents, your relatives, they run in the family and they're going to control your disease. But we're going to hear from two reports that that's not necessarily the case. So I want to play Bruce Lipton first, to give us his analysis on
Hello, dear friends and cultural creatives. Bruce here. It's May. My God, how the time goes fast, especially when you're having a great time. Margaret and I just spent 5 months overseas, Australia, New Zealand, and the last month was an amazing adventure in India. And upon my return, of course, I see the world is really moving through its evolutionary stages right now, as we find a big issue with support of the government and the failure of the government making headlines every minute of the day here. However, there is one story I want to talk about for this May newsletter, and that is the story of Angelina Jolie. Now, she's made big waves across the country about informing the public that she went through a double mastectomy as a preventive surgery to prevent a future cancer condition. Now, what do I think about stuff like that? I know what she thinks about it, but what do I think about it? Well, you already know what I think about it, and that is we're dealing with something called the biology of belief. And the significance about the biology of belief is that our thoughts and our consciousness are really shaping our genetic expression. She comes to the public as a big representative of the Hollywood industry, and a lot of people follow stars and their lives. And so it was an unfortunate situation, the way I see it, that she stands up and advertises her preventive surgery. Now, let's clear the word right here. Mastectomy sounds so clinically sound and clean, but the truth is this: when one cuts off their breast for no reason at the current moment, then that really accounts for what we might call, and here's the word, very huge, mutilation. Why would you cut yourself up? And she says, well, because 87% of the women that have this particular gene are really liable to have breast cancer. Well, let's talk about this 87% for a second. Actually, I'd rather talk about the 13%. How can 13% of the people with the exact same genes not get the cancer versus 87% with the gene that gets the cancer. We focus on those with the cancer, but we fail to talk about, hey, there are many people out there that have the so-called cancer gene and do not express the breast cancer. What is the difference between the two groups? Well, the primary difference is the biology of belief. It's really what your attitude and your perceptions are all about, because this is what shapes our genetics, and we know the new science is now called epigenetics. And I'm really excited because in the last 2 years, there's actually a new branch of epigenetics called behavioral epigenetics, which is how our perceptions and our life experiences and our beliefs alter our genetic expression. So, hey, the biology of belief, which was so far out to many scientists just in 2005, is now actually a field of science unto its own, behavioral epigenetics. Well, Angelina Jolie is a prime example of what is the consequence of behavioral epigenetics, and that is your perceptions and beliefs are shaping your genetics. Well, now, she has a belief, and this is really clear and it's very solid. Her belief is having the genes that she's talking about predisposes her to the cancer, and her belief is, I'm going to get the cancer if I don't eliminate my breasts at this point, so that my future is really clouded by the threat of this cancer, which may take her life and separate her from her wonderful children. So her motivation was prevent that future death by taking her breasts and removing them at the current time. Well, let's understand something. Belief is profound. Would I suggest to Angelina that she not do that mastectomy? Well, yes, I would suggest it, but I would also have to provide a bit of an educational background. But let's look at where she's coming from. Her belief is so strong that she can get this cancer and die. What would I do in that situation? Well, she's not the first woman that I talked to about this. I remember one in particular who was so set on the fact that she was going to get cancer. Her father's a doctor, her brother's a doctor, her mother died of the cancer, her grandmother died of the cancer, and she was so committed to the fact that she was going to get this cancer, she didn't do a mastectomy, that when I started to speak with her, I realized that there was no changing her belief. That was a solid and hard belief. While I try at first to suggest that she not do it, I have to tell you the truth. In the end of our conversation, I said, I do recommend that you are the one that should follow through on a mastectomy. The reason is this. Her belief was unshakable. She already knew she was going to get the cancer. So if she's not going to change her belief or her attitude about this cancer, then she must follow her belief. Angelina followed her belief, and this is necessary for her to do, because if she's not going to change her mind, then she's really opening herself up to the cancer. My concern is this, is that there are many women out there in the world that are looking at her story, listening to her vision about the cancer, and are buying into her resolution. This is a little upsetting, because what it basically does is it commits people to believe that cancer is inevitable in their lives and this is the only way out. This is a belief issue. We must change this. And just to get an idea about how significant it is to change your beliefs, there's a wonderful story that we should understand in regard to cancer, breast cancer, in Angelina's regard. And this is a story by a woman called Anita Moorjani, and it's published by Hay House, and it's a book called Dying to Be Me. And very significantly is this. Anita had cancer for 4 years, and was in a state of dying, and in her last days of life, she was no longer eating. Her body had become emaciated as she was self-digesting her own system for nourishment, and then she started to fall into a coma. The coma then sent her to the hospital, and her doctor for 4 years said to her husband, yes, this is it. This is the end. There's nothing more we can do. Significance is, Anita had a near-death experience, found an afterlife reality, and in that afterlife reality recognized the whole story of biology belief. She found that the upbringing through her Hindu family actually challenged her life because she didn't really conform to her culture, and this caused a lot of self-deprecation and belief about her not being worthy. In addition, she also had two very close friends who were dying of cancer, and the fear of their cancer in her life also promoted an illness in her, so she ends up with cancer. She goes through the out-of-body experience, and in that point realizes, yes, programming and beliefs led to this cancer. She had a choice in the story that she reveals about either staying in that afterlife or coming back, and she chose to come back. The most amazing part of the story is when she realized in her near-death experience that her cancer was really due to life experiences and programming, she had the opportunity when she came back to change that belief. What's the most amazing part of the story is when she came back from this totally near-death experience, and actually her physician said that was final for her, she did come back, and within 4 days, the cancer was completely gone from her body. All of this really points to the emphasis of belief and programming and attitude. And this is why it's so important for people to recognize, yes, Angelina has the belief and the programming that these genes are going to shape the future of her life. If that's what her belief is, then it's necessary for her to follow through. However, I would like to encourage people to consider other beliefs and consider other understandings about the nature of cancer and our psychology. Because once we empower ourselves that we do not have to be the victims of cancer, then we can change our lives. And we don't have to go through the mutilation of our body as a means of prevention or protection. And so, yes, Angelina for herself did the right thing, but I think she did a disservice for the general public, because she's encouraging people on the fence about their own issues of cancer genes to follow through on the mastectomy idea as a way of saving her life. It's unfortunate, because what we really need are more spokespeople like Anita Morjani to reveal that cancer is a belief, an attitude, and a story that we tell ourselves, and that we do not have to go through the fate of our genes, because we are masters of our genes. We control our genetics and our heredity through epigenetic mechanisms, and now, hey, thank God, science has now come out with the field called behavioral epigenetics, which I personally call the biology of belief, to reveal we are not victims unless our belief system says we are. So I'm just leaving you with this story. Before you run into rash action, consider the other possibilities about life. Consider how powerful you are in controlling the unfolding of your own life. And if you have doubts about that, please pick up the biology of belief. And
so that was Dr. Bruce Lipton sharing his wisdom, knowledge, and understanding about the belief, the biology of belief, the belief system that many of us grew up with, that your genes, if your mother had cancer, your grandmother had diabetes or heart disease, then you're probably going to get it too because of the genes. So when we come back from the break, we're going to hear a little bit about nature versus nurture. Because if your grandmother had diabetes and heart disease, many of us know that her environment and her diet probably had more to do with those diseases, and her emotional state are all factors we have not included in our discernment and analysis of the discomfort in our body, the suffering in our body. So let's talk about that. Have you had relatives in your experience that demonstrated disease, and you felt like, well, it's just a part of my family. I'm going to get diabetes. I'm going to get heart disease because it's in my family. Let's talk about that when we come back from the break.
Do you or your organization need space for an event? Call the Quarry Event Center at 2423 East 75th Street in Chicago for your parties, banquets, award ceremonies, repasses, concerts, and business seminars. Available 7 days a week, now under new management. Call us at the Quarry at 773-663-2557. That's 773-663-2557.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Empowerment. It's time for loving ourselves more and more and more, because that's really the key to health, is showing love to this temple, this vessel that we've been given for our soul journey. So we have a caller who's pressed one. I don't want to keep my callers waiting. When they raise their hand, I'm guessing and believing they have something important to say. So 773-366, your mic's open. What do you think about this topic today, and how are you? Give us your name. Where are you calling from?
Well, this is Naima, calling from other phone. Yes, Grand Rising.
Grand Rising.
Your presenter mentioned Anita Mirjani, and, of course, she's someone I've followed for several years many of her talks on my 555 series.
Yeah.
And I think the greatest lesson that we learn is that we create the disease by how we feel about ourselves.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that Angelina Jolie chose to do a permanent act, like it's like suicide, you know, a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah, kill those breasts.
Yeah, so, you know, now that new information is available and we're understanding about how to prevent it or new ways of treating it or getting rid of it, well, her breasts are gone. So, you know, she's not going to be able to benefit from that decision, but it's certainly a lesson for the rest of us to learn from, is that there is new knowledge that's different than what our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents had about healing and health. And I'm looking to have Anita Mirjani on our show, probably maybe either your show or Dr. Debbie's show, you know, one of those shows where she can really expound on what she learned going through the death experience and how she created her own cancer because of how she had been raised in this very repressive environment where, you know, she was made to feel like she didn't have a choice in her life, her parents wanting to hook her up with arranged marriages, marriages she didn't want, and then when she left from it, they, you know, the ostracism from the community, I mean, all of those negative vibrations, and then her desire to please people and make sure people weren't mad at her, and all of that culminating in the cancer that manifested in her body. So she has a wonderful series. I definitely urge people to go to ornitamirjani.com. I believe that's her website. She got a Facebook page and everything that she does, a regular series. But when we think about the things that are hereditary, it's really patterns of behavior that get passed down. If you have parents that are maybe they're very argumentative, they say nasty things to each other, they're rude, well, that's behavior that you learn in your house. So that's a negative way that you learn how to think of yourself because of the way they talk to you, and then you project all that negative energy at yourself, which creates disease. It's not that the disease is in your genes or hereditary. It's the behavior that creates the disease that's learned that you keep recreating in your life, and then you do the same thing to your children, and so then they manifest the disease that comes from the stress and the anger and the meanness. So this, if we can change the behavior along with the dietary things that you mentioned, because I have high blood pressure and diabetes that runs in my family, but also there not only are behaviors, but dietary things that create that. So I chose not to engage in, number one, the behaviors that are stress-producing, and number two, the diet that is unhealthy. So I don't have diabetes, whereas my sisters do, and we all grew up in the same household. But I made very definite decisions in my life path early on so that I didn't continue that hereditary trait, and then made some changes in the way I raised my daughter, dietary-wise and other things, so that the stress level is not present, which creates the physical ailments. And all of these, everything that you have that may seem hereditary, if you change the pattern, you can change what happens in the next generation. So I think Anita Marjani's story is definitely one that we want to give her an opportunity to tell on this show. She's, of course, in high demand. I'm going to kind of work with trying to get her, squeeze in her schedule and have her on the show, because I think her teaching is so life-transforming, getting rid of fear of death, which is what's enveloping the whole planet right now and causing us to succumb to manipulation. So her life story even is a verification. There is no death. What are you scared of? You're going to leave out of your body when it's your time, and you can choose. If you're not ready to go, you can say, well, I'm not ready, and then you can come back. Or if you say, well, you know, I'm done with this, then you can go. But why are you scared? So I think her life story is just so powerful, and I'm looking forward to having her on. And thank you for this topic. I really hope that people take heart in realizing whatever is in your family, you can change it right now. Just make a decision to change the pattern of behavior, and you'll change the outcome in your own body.
Yeah. Thank you, sister. That was beautiful summary of what we're learning. And as you were talking, I was thinking many of us were born to be in this position of sharing this type of knowledge and sharing our what we've heard others say about their life. Anita Marjani, we heard this story. Wow. That's powerful. I believe that. And some people might listen to things like that and say, my father had diabetes. I was married to a man who was believing hook, line, and sinker that your genes control your health and your behavior. So to this day, he's taking all his medication. He has diabetes. He has high blood pressure, and he's obese. So I'm just grateful that I observed him with judgment initially, but afterwards, now that I'm away from him, I'm like, wow, what a good lesson, and how you and I, Naima, can be so grateful for the knowledge and experiences we have had listening to other people. I love to listen now more than I do talk. I talk a lot on Friday and Sunday night, but I'm listening all week to people's testimonies and stories. So thank you, Naima, for sharing that. In fact, yesterday, I have to share this before I go to my next audio. I was at Toyota dealer. You got to hear this. This is synchronicity for you. I had to go pick up my car, and they put me through a ringer about the financing and how much I put down and how much I still needed to put down. So I'm sitting there waiting for the agent to come and help me, and he's helping another lady. So I'm sitting there, and I'm listening. And this guy, the agent who had a mask, who took his mask off, and he's talking to this woman. He says, I took two shots. I almost died. He got really passionate all of a sudden. He was all business-like for a while. And then I was on my phone, and I hear him talking loud. So I'm like, okay, what's he? So he says, I took two shots. That almost killed me. I almost died. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. I'm listening because a lot of people don't believe this is happening. They don't believe people are getting these jabs and suffering. Everybody, many people have their head in the sand. So I'm listening and listening. And then the woman starts talking, and I'm just listening. So at one point, the woman comes over, and she's sitting next to me. And I said, well, I couldn't help but overhear you saying something about what's happening to your family. She said, oh, yeah, my mother took the jab in March, and she's still sick to this day. She has this. She can't do this. And then my sister took a shingles vaccine, and she's still sick, and she's having all kinds of problems. I'm like, okay, I'm listening. And then, I had to spend time with financing and all that, and then I got out of there. And as I'm driving home, I'm thinking, if I wasn't in that place at that moment, at that time, I would not have heard those two testimonies about a subject that is really dividing people and causing people stress and fear. So I just brought that up to say listening is a tool, it's a gift, it's an action that all of us can practice to help us come out of this programming we've been in about our genes, suffering and all that when we start listening more. L-U-V, I want to encourage all of us to practice love. L-U-V, listen, understand, and validate. And that woman who shared with me about her family members, that I didn't ask her to share that with me. It's like, I just said, oh, I couldn't help overhear. And she immediately started venting about the family members who are suffering because of choices they made about something that we're all discussing and sometimes not discussing. And we're going to talk about that. I have so much news on that topic that I would love to hear your opinion about, because we've got to come to unity and purpose and love to get through this. It's going to have to get to this next dimension and next paradigm. We're going to have to really take deep breaths and hang on while we see the drama playing out about this whole topic of medical intervention and all that. So, but one more audio I love to play, because it's about nature on the subject of your genes, your biology, and how we believe about cancer, breast cancer, any type of cancer. It's so important that we understand nature versus nurture, what a lot of us have missed. So this is a beautiful tea summary or a beautiful explanation of epigenetics in a shorter version, the epigenetics of nature versus nurturing. Good, really good information. Listen up, and then we'll talk about that. I want to hear, what do you think about this? Is this something that you have?
Meet Lucky Lyle and Troubled Tim. Now, you might think they look a lot alike. That's because they're identical twins. But imagine them being raised in completely different environments. As adults, they turn out very differently. Lucky Lyle is a model citizen. He goes to work, pays his taxes, treats others well, and gets an education. Troubled Tim is on a different path. He robs banks, doesn't pay taxes, and gets his first prison sentence at the same time as Lyle gets his diploma. Their genes are identical, so it must be their separate environments that have made them so different, right? Well, there's more to it than that. Much more. We need to rewind a bit in time. You see, one of the great questions of humanity is, what makes us us? Huh. Early explanations had a hint of the supernatural about them. As the centuries whizzed by, science emerged and fought a tough battle to gain credibility. Eventually, social science emerged with a popular theory that our environment is what makes us us. Let's call this nurture. Undaunted, the biological sciences presented another theory, genes, an unchangeable blueprint in you from birth decides everything. Let's call this one nature. So, are we a product of our genes or of our environment? The battle raged on. Observations in a newer field of study suggest that both are partly right. This field is called epigenetics. It means above genetics and has to do with how nature and nurture interact. At the heart of this discussion is one simple question asked by researcher Michael Meany. What makes a good rat mama? Well, for Rat Mother, nothing says love and care like some nice, vigorous licking. The higher the number of licks, the more love and the better the mama. With this in mind, the researchers compared two groups of rat mothers, one that licked their babies a lot and another that didn't. They found that when babies grew up, they carried their mama's behavior with them and passed it on to the next generation and the next one and so on. But could it simply be that this particular group of rats was genetically predisposed to produce caring mothers? Well, to test this, the researchers took newborn babies from low-licking mothers and fostered them with high-licking mothers and vice versa. It turns out that if the mother is a high-licker, the rat baby becomes a high-licker too, regardless of whether it's genetically related to her or not. So genes really don't have anything to do with it then? In true scientific fashion, the researchers dove right into the brains of these rats to see what, if anything, was different in the brains of the babies of high-licking versus low-licking mothers. When they looked at genes that possibly play a role in motherly care, they found crucial differences. Newborn rat babies have clusters of molecules called methyl groups attached to these genes. These methyl groups silence the gene, effectively switching it off. The researchers discovered that while the methyl groups in rats from low-licking mothers were still attached, in the rats from high-licking mothers, these methyl groups had disappeared. This was also true for the rats that had been adopted by high-licking rat mothers. The care these rats received from their mothers actually physically altered their genetic expression. Now that's all fine and good for rats, but what about people? Well, the same is true for Lucky Lyle and Troubled Tim. And for you and me. The genes you're born with are the genes you've got. But lifestyle and environmental influences such as nutrition, exercise, smoking, stress, and love greatly affect your biology. These changes can actually be observed at the DNA level. The bright side is that epigenetic changes happen throughout our lives, and our choices can make real differences in how we develop as human beings.
So that beautiful idea about rats licking their babies, I love that visual, just licking those babies, love, 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 licking, licking, licking. It's just such a simple explanation of how our behavior and our choices are more influential and more more decisive about how we demonstrate health and well-being, really, because what we're looking at today is we don't hear a lot about cancer anymore because the media has taken over and bombarding us about a virus. So I want to just give you a little lesson that I learned years ago because I'm a practitioner of German New Medicine, and as I played last week. In fact, let me just play a couple of minutes of the cause of breast cancer, German New Medicine. I got a few minutes before the commercial. In case you missed last week, I'm a practitioner of German New Medicine, which gives us a biological system of how disease forms in the body. There's a specific pattern that occurs when we have a trauma, and particularly for breast cancer, Carolyn Markovich, who I was teaching or learning under in Canada when I spent 4 days there after my sister's death with breast cancer, she gives a beautiful introduction about the breast and how breast cancer.
In order to understand breast cancer, we have to take a closer look to the main tissues of the breast, which are the breast glands, the milk-producing glands, and the milk ducts that carry milk to the nipple. So let's look at the system, because that will explain to us why there are two different cancers, different breast cancers. Okay, the breast glands are the oldest tissue of the breast. Being the oldest tissue, remember what we just learned, originating from the mesoderm, The breast glands are controlled from the old brain, to be precise, from a specific area in the cerebellum. During the later time of evolution, the milk ducts were lined with a new cell layer, which is squamous epithelial tissue. And this new layer, this new tissue type, this new cell layer, being a younger tissue type, is controlled from the cerebral cortex from a very specific area. So what we can conclude here is the following. As far as breast glands and the milk duct lining is concerned, that these two tissues developed at different times during evolution, they derive from different embryonic germ layers, they consist of different tissue types, they are controlled from different parts of the brain, they relate to different biological conflicts, and therefore they cause different types of breast cancer. And we're going to start with the breast glands.
What German New Medicine does is gives us an inside look of the body, the human biological computer. And this chart that I'm holding up, I'm going to describe it to my Blog Talk Radio audience, is just one of the laws, the biological natural laws that Dr. Hammer discovered in German New Medicine that controls our behavior. It's the system. It's not the genes that are controlling things, but the system that our creator gave us in our mother's womb. So this little chart that I'm putting up shows how the three layers of skin that we were given in the womb, we were given three layers of skin that help transfer information from to all the organs. Let's say our glands, our milk glands and our milk ducts for breast. So there's three layers of skin, ectoderm, mesoderm, endoderm. The endoderm is the inner layer of skin. The mesoderm is the middle layer of skin, and the outer layer is called the ectoderm. So even if you're not on Facebook Live, you can envision that if you look at your hands, this outer layer is just one layer that the Creator gave us for sending messages. You can even, like when you wash your face in the morning, I can feel the message going down my arm and to my toes. It's cold water. Stimulate. That's why cold showers are important, but it's stimulating the whole body. So this chart given to us by German New Medicine demonstrates this system that is so sophisticated. It's not about the genes, but becoming aware of the system. So then he gives us parts of the brain that are connected to each layer of skin. This is just so, when I started learning about this, I just couldn't get enough. I started teaching it. I started doing charts and things. It was like so powerful to come out of fear about disease and so many things because our creator knows what's best for us. When we learn about the system and working inside of us, this kingdom within, this is just one of five laws that works to control our disease in our body. So three layers of skin. Each layer, as you can see, the color is connected to a part of the brain. So for instance, the inner layer is in yellow. So this inner layer of skin is connected to the brainstem. So when we do our vagus nerve stimulation every Friday morning or every morning, I hope you're doing, guess what? There is a layer of skin, the first layer of skin sending messages. That's the layer, the wiring. This endoderm is the wiring in our body that sends messages from the brainstem where the vagus nerve starts to the rest of our body. And then the middle layer of skin is connected to another part of the brain. And Dr. Hammer realized that not only that, the layers of skin are connected to specific parts of the brain, that we have viruses, bacteria, mycobacteria, we have the microbiome system is also part of this skin layer wiring information transfer. And that's why our microbiome system is so important. I couldn't figure out for a while why we have trillions of microbes in our gut and what are they there for? And why is it so important? And we don't hear anything about this from our government, our news media, when we have a so-called pandemic floating around. Why is that? Because they don't want us to. There's another agenda. We go into that. But here we have just in this chart alone, this is the one of five systems that Dr. Hammer and German New Medicine bring out. Just in this system alone, we can learn that we were put together with three layers of skin, and each layer connects to a specific part of the brain, and then each layer of skin connects to producing certain bacteria when we have a trauma in our life. This is so powerful. If we can understand that, that's consciousness. That's the consciousness that can help us prevent diseases. When we understand the sophistication of this biological computer that does not need an injection or a jab necessarily, unless, as we go back to Bruce Lipton, your belief system says you do. So understanding this system, this beautiful system our Creator has given us, three layers of skin. Each layer has a purpose to transfer information from the brainstem in the inner layer of skin, and from another part of the brain. When we have a trauma, it hits the brain first, and then it transfers to produce mycofungi in one area, and viruses are in there. They are produced when there's a certain trauma or event that is registered in our psyche, so that those viruses are going to show up. They're not going to go away, folks. I'm telling you, they can bring up every vaccine in the planet. And my understanding is that they're not going away, but they're dormant until you activate them from where? The command center. So we're going to come back. I've got so many news items I want to cover, and I want to know what you think about these news items, because they could affect your freedom of choice now and in the future. So we're going to go over some important news items, and just as soon as we come back after these breaks.
We all say we would like to be wealthy, but wealth isn't determined by how much money you have. Wealth is determined by your power to define what money is. The dictionary defines money as something used as a way to pay for goods and services and to pay people for their work. So how would you like to have access to an unlimited source of money? Money that is not taxed by the government. Money that increases as you share the opportunity with others. Money that you can use to pay for goods and services and pay people for their work. I'm talking about Bitcoin. It's the future of independent wealth building. Bitcoin is the new money that you control. Get started building your wealth. Call 312-849-3456. That's 312-849-3456.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Tune in to Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life. It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soulful Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
This morning, we got some important information for you about, we've talked about your genes not controlling your health at all. It's your environment. In fact, Bruce, one of the chapters in Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology of Belief, says it's the environment, stupid. Taking that idea from Bill Clinton's campaign about it's the economy, stupid. It's the environment, stupid, because he looked at cells under a high-powered microscope, and he found that when he changed the cells, whether it was hip cells or arm cells or liver cells, when he changed the environment of the cell, it prospered, it got hit, healed, or it got worse depending on the environment. So we're keeping in mind the environment, the environment, environment. So I want to get into a few news items, and I'd like to know, what do you think about these news items, and how can we help you find peace, joy, and love and wisdom in it? Ama culture says something important. New knowledge is ancient, says Ama culture. And that knowledge I just shared with you about the skin layers and how our brain reacts and sends messages depending on the skin layer, that's ancient knowledge. We just are getting a hold of this knowledge because certain people have been given the assignment, have been selected to share this out, to reveal, like Anita Morjani and people like who've had near-death experiences and Dr. Hammer, who've developed this amazing program about German New Medicine and how we can understand this system. It's a system that operates that causes disease. And one of the systems is, how do we respond or react to events in our life? So I want to know how you respond to some of the news items. One of the things I would thought was interesting is the president. Do I want to call him the president? Mr. Biden or Joe Biden? What do we want? He visited Illinois yesterday. And since I'm from, and I know Elk Grove and all that community, I went to YouTube to hear what he had to say. Good test of respond or react. You know, at this point in the game, it's like, do we laugh or do we cry? How do we respond to this character called Biden? So I thought it was interesting. As I'm watching the video, I'm reading the comments. That was more interesting to me. I was actually laughing at the comments and trying to listen to this so-called president speak these words. And a lot of the comments, I don't know if you know, there's a rant or a cheer or a message going out. Every time Biden speaks now, people are chanting things. So this started at a football game, I think last week or somewhere. At a football game, the whole stadium was chanting Biden. And so what happened was the announcer said, oh, they're saying, let's go Brandon. So Brandon is the name of one of the players. So now on this YouTube chat box, while Biden was speaking in Elk Grove, a lot of the comments were not just F Biden with the asterisk, but go, let's go Brandon. So let's go Brandon has become a substitute phrase for F Biden now. And I'm just reading the comments. I thought it was hilarious because, so I didn't see one positive comment about what Biden was saying. So what do you think about what some of the things Biden was saying? He's running this same tape over and over again. So what do you think about the fact that he keeps running this idea that this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated? When I heard that, I was like, here we go again. And then I'm reading the comments and it's F Biden and let's go Brandon. Let's go Brandon now. When you see that, you're going to see that, I think, throughout the year when it comes to Biden, because now we got this chant that refers to a football game where the whole stadium was going, F Biden, F Biden, F Biden. And then the announcer would say, oh, they're saying, let's go Brandon, let's go Brandon. And so it's now a joke, really. that people are commenting, let's go Brandon, when Biden is speaking, meaning F you. So he's saying this has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. What do you think about that? When the president continually keeps dividing the country and even the world to say this disease that many people are suffering from, died from, is all about the unvaccinated. What do you think about that? Isn't, I just think that's so interesting that he can still at this point bring that message out of his mouth. This was yesterday in Elk Grove, Illinois. He's still saying this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. So that to me says you want to divide the country, keep the division going. That the reason we're in a pandemic, the reason the media is promoting fear and ignorance is that it's the unvaccinated who are the problem. And then he goes on to say, vaccination requirements are good. They're good for the economy. This is a, I think this is a new one. I don't know that I've heard that one before. The script changes a lot, but he's still got the problem, that division pandemic. And so the economy, it helps. This was the real, my mouth just dropped open when I heard this coming out of his mouth as I'm reading, let's go Brandon and F you. He says, this vaccination helps send people back to work because there's less a spread of COVID-19. When we have the vaccination, less spread of COVID-19. And it's sending people back to work. I'm like, what planet is he on? People are losing their jobs everywhere because they refuse. Here in Orlando alone, we're having a rally, I think, on next Saturday to support the firefighters who have left their jobs because they refuse to have any injection. And then there are health workers, people all over the country, are, from what I'm reading, are you? What are you reading out there? Are losing their jobs because they refuse to get an injection. And because one of the things they're seeing, like I'm sitting in Toyota and two people are complaining, talking about the suffering from taking the jab in their family. And Biden, this so-called president, gets on TV or up and behind a podium and says, we can end this. We can end this. Finish the job. Let's finish the job. We have a plan. We have a plan. We have a billion doses we're going to be issuing out before the next quarter. And for God's sake, get vaccinated. The sake of your family. Help us. Help us. Please. He's pleading with us now. Help us get this under control. Help us get this under control so we can finish the job. What job are you talking about? Killing more people? Suffering, making more people suffer. So this was the biggest news for me yesterday, watching Let's Go Brandon comments, which was hilarious. The number of people just kept, Let's Go Brandon. I just kept scrolling. And then watching the comments under YouTube, it was the same thing. F you, Biden, and let's go. So we've got a person in the White House who is totally out of touch with the people of this country, in my opinion. What do you think? Is he in touch with the people of this country, the majority, or is it a minority of people going, let's add the majority of the people on this one video was let's go Brandon and F you, and the negative comments criticizing. It's just other people, not me. I was just enjoying I was laughing at the comments and then laughing at the clown who's so out of touch. He's so out of touch. So we're going to go to some headline news and break this down. And so our response is either frustration and anger and anxiety, or we can laugh at him and promote. We can laugh at all of the media, the government. We can laugh at all of them and just continue to promote health and well-being. Oh, my goodness. This story really interests me because it's about a kidney transplant that was denied. And we have one of our callers, one of our former hosts is waiting for a kidney. So I was especially interested to see a Colorado hospital refuses kidney transplant to a woman over a COVID-19 vaccine refusal. Lots of comments on that. I was watching a morning show from Chicago the other day, and you could tell that there's lots of different beliefs about this and whether it's legitimate or whether it's fair or whether it's compassionate to do something like this. So just a little bit about it in case you missed this story. I just copied a few words about it. A hospital in Colorado rejected a woman for a kidney transplant after she refused to get a COVID vaccine, officials continued. Lilani Lutali received a letter on September 28 informing her that the transplant team at the University of Colorado decided to designate her inactive on the waiting list for transplant. They said, you will be inactivated on the list for noncompliance. I will not comply is the new T-shirt that people are wearing. I will not comply. So now in this case, what do? You will be inactivated on the list of noncompliance by not receiving the COVID vaccine, the letter states. If Lutelli continues to refuse to get a vaccine, she will be removed from the kidney transplant list, if added. Now, the interesting thing is she already has a donor. What? This is like, what? What? She's not waiting. She's got a donor sitting there ready to give her kidney to this woman. And guess what? She's not vaccinated either. So she's been excluded. So this is just so interesting of the society and the mentality that we're at with our corporations, the hospital in this case, and the people needs for healing and health and caring for them. Okay, so I got to finish because neither Lutali nor her designated donor, Jamie Fugner, have received a vaccine. Fugner hasn't for religious reasons. And while Lutali believes there isn't enough known about the vaccines, they told Kay. According to Lutali, hospital officials previously said vaccination wasn't required. Well, with Biden pushing that we got to get on board with the vaccines, all these corporations are feeling the pressure, except in Florida maybe, to get on board with mandating vaccines, even in a case like this where the donor is sitting there. So the donor says, here I am willing to be a direct donor to her. It does not affect any other patient on the transplant list, said Fulton. How can I sit here and allow them to murder my friend when I've got a perfectly good kidney and can save her life? On that note, we're going to take just a minute to breathe, okay? That's a real test of how you're going to react to the society and the world we live in. The donor is ready to give her a kidney. Here's the woman who needs a kidney. And the corporation says, no, we got to follow the laws. We got to follow the rules of the president, the government, the dysfunctional government taking money from big pharma and who knows who else through lobbyists. So let's just take a moment. That's like a train coming that you want to go, and then you got to stop and breathe. So I've downloaded some music for us to breathe after situations like, and when we read headlines like that, for me, I know me, I have to stop and just take a moment and breathe and remember how blessed we are and just go into a whole different mind and thought. Okay, I am affirmations. I like that one. Let's do I am. Remembering who we are when we read stories like that, and I have more stories that aren't maybe not as triggering, but when we read stories like that, this is my recommendation of how we respond as we go into breathing and meditation, and we think about not the clown in the White House continuing with the script about dividing our country, and not the corporation who is following the orders of a government and not the needs of people. We go into the biological system that we've been given that can help us focus on who we are, why we're here, and the work that we have been assigned to do in this Mission Impossible almost situation. And 007, take on the 007 mind. Let's just do 2 minutes of breathing.
I am is your genuine self, your authentic consciousness. That which you attach to I am with repetition, with consistency, and with deep belief is what you are and what you become. I am abundance. I am beauty. I am strength. I am happiness. I am gratitude. I am strong. I am wise. I am wonderful. I am persistent. I am positive. I am successful. I am determined. I am motivated. I am confident. I am thoughtful. I am considerate. I am compassionate. I am integrity. I am intelligence. I am truth. I am wealth. I am health. I am plenty. I am good. I am mind. I am joy. I am one. I am perfect. I am peace. I am whole. I am grateful. I am secure. I am free. I am consciousness. I am awareness. I am mind. I am insight. I am revelation. I am illumination. I am enlightenment. I am heaven. I am unlimited. I am harmony. I am prosperous. I am success. I am magnetic. I am gifted. I am vitality. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am pure. I am noble. I am awake. I am allowing. I am creative. I am blessed. I am worthy. I am blissful. I am beautiful. I am gorgeous. I am grace. I am focus. I am kindness. I am imagination. I am inspired. I am vibration. I am divinity. I am light. I am the life. I am the way. I am divine. I am source. I am you. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm becoming. I am who I will be. I am perfect. I am perfection. I am that I am. I am that I am.
That and what that does is send a message of love to the to all the cells that might go in the acid pH. And here is a chart that I've made up when I was teaching about pH. It's probably backwards. Here's the chart of pH, and what that I am does is puts us in alkaline on the chart of pH. This is a chart of pH that goes from like 5 or 6 to 8 in general. And what is it that helps us change our pH? Food and emotions. Food and emotions. The potential of hydrogen is what, it might be backwards for you, but the pH, this is pH, potential of hydrogen. And that breathing in of I am takes us into a more alkaline pH. And alkaline pH is what kills cancer cells. When we stay in reactive mode, when you read a story like that about denying a kidney transplant when there's a donor sitting there, that could take you into acid mode quick if you get into anger, anxiety, frustration. How could they do that? How could they do that? That takes you into acid. And then if you stay there, there's so many stories like that that could keep us in acid pH. That's what cancer cells love, acid environment of anxiety and fear and frustration. And that's why one of the stories brought out the fact that we've had an increase in cancer last year. Cancer cells, I'm not sure. Oh, okay. Here's a story from, I think this is Mercola.com, that cancer, as breast cancer and all these cancers are growing actually lately, because as we said, if you stay in acid pH, anxiety, frustration, anger, bitterness, hate, fear, acid pH, I don't care what you're eating. My sister's journey with breast cancer taught me that you can juice till the cows come home. You can juice apples and carrots and all that, and have alkaline water, and you can do the Bible and all that. But if you are in fear, anxiety, grief, unforgiveness, and guilt, your pH is not going to be, is going to be acid, because my sister's breast cancer kept growing because she stayed in grief and unforgiveness and guilt. Those three emotions alone were powerful acid-producing pH emotions. So this story here highlights what's happening in our COVID environment now. This is a story that says a physician's assistant is blowing the whistle on COVID jab injuries. we don't hear about the injuries in news. So when I talk to people who say, well, nobody's dying from these vaccines. I had a vaccine. I'm fine. Nobody's dying. Nobody's suffering. I'm like, okay, whatever. That's your relief. That's your reality. But if you go to Mercola.com, EpicNews.com, and all the other alternative news sites, there's plenty of information about what is happening with people these days as they take these jabs. So this woman is a physician's assistant, and she's a whistleblower. Whew, thank goodness we got whistleblowers coming out everywhere, Facebook whistleblowers. If you see the documentary Social Dilemma, Facebook, Twitter, Google, all the major platforms have whistleblowers coming out making a documentary on the harm it's doing to children and people. So it's getting better. It's getting better. But this woman woke up and said, I got to speak up. It's blowing the whistle on COVID jab injuries and the fact that these injuries are rarely reported to the U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Report, VAERS system, as required by law. So people are not reporting it to the CDC website as required. But what information is there is good enough to say, maybe we should stop doing these jabs because there's over 50,000 people have already died from it. But train coming, breathe. The purpose of VAERS, this Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, is to detect possible signals of adverse events associated with the jab, says vaccine. Collecting data on side effects is particularly crucial when dealing with a never-before-used medical product such as mRNA and DNA COVID injections. Most people hear the word vaccine and they think it's safe and effective, because that's what we're being told by our media and our clown president. Breathe. Safe and effective. It's free. Oh, he always adds, it's free, safe and effective. So that's why this news item makes you really think. What do you think about this? Do you think about this? Are you thinking about stories like this where this whistleblower is coming out and saying they're not reporting these injections or these injuries, and this is experimental, she's reminding us of experimental product. So this woman saw a dramatic rise in several different health problems as the COVID jabs were rolled out. One of the most surprising problems has been a sudden rise in cancers among vaccinated patients whose cancer had gone into remission before the jab. Let me read that again. That was total surprise to me. And how do you feel about that type of news? Does it make you want to run to your health facility and get your jab? Or does it make you want to stay home and take some vitamins and drink some dandelion tea? Once again, she said she saw a dramatic rise in several different health problems as the COVID jabs were rolled out. One of the most surprising problems has been a sudden rise in cancers among vaccinated patients whose cancer had gone into remission before the jab. Other conditions that have dramatically risen among vax patients include heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, pneumonia, sepsis, gastrointestinal complaints and bleeds, appendicitis, and pancreatitis. We had Jesse Jackson in Chicago, got the jab, singing the song, get the jab, and then he's in the hospital for gallbladder problems. No connection. So this is an interesting story, and there were other stories. I'm not going to read all of these, but Channel 7, Facebook post by WXYZ TV. We get a lot of fear-mongering from them. You can browse through. More than 246,000 comments were left on Facebook post WXYZ TV. They asked people who had lost an unvaccinated loved one, this was the question. If you lost an unvaccinated loved one, they didn't ask if you had vaccinated, had the vaccine. They said, if you lost someone who wasn't jabbed, contact them for a story. They wanted a story. WXYZ wanted a story only on people who had lost a loved one because they hadn't gotten the injection. But what they got was an avalanche of stories of vaccine injuries and deaths instead. Nobody was coming up saying, oh, yeah, my brother died and he hadn't gotten the jab, and oh, my sister died. No, the majority of the reports were from people who's had relatives or friends who died or were injured from this jab, they say. Below is a sampling of comments posted on the site. Here's just one of the comments that was posted out of 246,000 after they requested people make comments about injuries from not being jabbed. This man said, how about doing a story about my uncle who was in fine shape until he got vaccinated, or my boss's uncle who was healthy and in his 50s, then died suddenly a week after being vaccinated. How do you feel about those types of stories that we're not seeing on ABC and CNN and NBC, and all the major news are not reporting this, even though the VAERS report has, I don't even remember, know the numbers at this point, but it's over 50,000. And then, as she said, most people don't even know this system exists so they can report this information. So why do you feel about that? We're going to have to probably do some breathing again, because this is the type of news we need to know about so you can make decisions. They call it informed consent, knowing not only the side effects, but what are the risks you're taking when you do this. So I'm going to go to our last break. And if you have a question, of course, post your comments here on Facebook Live. I'm trying to read them. And in the studio, press 1. How do you feel about these stories? Kidney being denied when you have a donor because you don't want to comply with the rules that have been set out by the tyrannical governments of our country. And not even knowing, how do you feel about not even knowing the VAERS report exists? It was on the CDC website. And the number of people who have relatives and friends who are suffering, not from being unvaccinated, but from being jabbed. So we'll be right back with more news items and more breathing, because I really want us to, I know for me, I've had to learn how to respond with joy from things like this. And the joy comes when you breathe. The joy will come when you breathe and knowing that you have a different assignment maybe than all these reports we're reading. And your assignment is to shine your light, be bright light of truth and hope and love and compassion. And I've been working on that, especially the last month, as I'm transitioning and moving again into a smaller house. I love it. So we'll be right back after these messages. Let me find, okay.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses, and we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Cell Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
So let's continue with the news. And thank you all for your comments. Naima says, President Biden said he purchased 1 billion vaccines, 200 million vaccines. So think of the companies getting paid. The pharmaceutical companies especially, they're really raking up the profits. Oh, my goodness. And Rachel, lady, I absolutely love your energy. Oh, thank you, Rachel, you beautiful soul. And all the information you just provided is essential for healing and healthy living. I'm learning that manifestation is real. You got that right, sister, because it becomes a state of mind that's connected to the universe. Woo, that's a powerful statement. Thank you, sister. And we all are becoming more conscious, more aware of our connection to this universe as these planets are whirling around there in retrograde and blah, 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 blah. I mean, when I sat there at Toyota yesterday and all the turmoil, all the confusion that erupted over financing and all that, I was like, okay, Mercury in retrograde. I had to take my thoughts and minds to the universe. Thank you. Mercury in retrograde. This is happening to help me remember that I'm on this planet. I'm a micro. I was just thinking all kinds of thoughts other than the confusion that developed just from me trying to pick up my car. And then I had to drain my checking account to get my car because I was originally told about how much I had to put down and how much I would be able to finance. All that changed when I got there. And all I could, the one thing that happened was I hear stories about people being injured from vaccines. And in the midst of all of that, I just thought, wow, I just like she just said, I'm connected to the universe in such a way that it brought me peace to know that all these events had to take place to test me on my response. So when I left that place, instead of being angry at the people involved in this confusion, I didn't say a word. The agent who helped me throughout and who I was talking to on the phone the day before, I just looked at him. And he says, I'm so sorry for the confusion. And I just stared at him and said nothing because my mind was like, I want to just get out of this environment that caused me a little stress. And yet I was there for a purpose to hear powerful testimonies on the effect that these jabs had on their body and their relatives. So we want to continue with these news headlines because we're going to learn a lot from these news headlines. That hopefully will remind us how to respond in all of these media events, government events. We're going to do some more breathing in this last half hour because that's what's going to keep us in an alkaline pH that will keep cancer away. The reason that that cancer is developing in this COVID plandemic period is because people are staying in fear, anxiety, stress, ignorance. All those low-frequency emotions are running the show, running this program here, where the skin is sending messages from the psyche of those who are getting cancer, whose cancers are coming back. They're revisiting the trauma. They're revisiting the stress that brought that cancer in the first place. Because of all the news and all the events, relatives getting sick, suffering, we got to divide everybody the government. This has been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. If you hear that enough, and that's what CNN keeps saying, the same script, same script. Oh my goodness! All of a sudden, your pH is acid. So I'm presenting to you some news items, and then we want to practice responding in a very high pH alkaline way of love, understanding, and respect for this temple that we don't want to get into acid pH. We want to keep it in alkaline. How do we do that? We go into joy. Joy that I'm still breathing, for one, that I'm healthy, I'm strong, and all the other blessings that you can think about as we move through this pandemic twilight zone. So this story, let's go global for a minute, because this is a global network here, and we love, and we give a global greeting at the end and the beginning. So this story is from the UK, United Kingdom. We have one of our hosts lives over there in London. So this UK judge orders evidence justifying COVID-19 vaccine for children. Over in the UK, they want evidence that, man, we don't know about this vaccine for children. You know what's happening in the U.S.? Pfizer is pushing vaccines for 5 to 11-year-olds. Breathe. So this story goes on to say, this deaths for teenage boys in the United Kingdom have gone up by 63% since the COVID-19 vaccine was recommended for teenagers, with an increase of a stunning 700% in just 1 week, according to a report from the UK Office for National Statistics. An investigation, thank goodness, people are investigating. Now that teenagers are dying, let's do some investigation. In the U.S., it's like, ignore that, ignore that. It's like the man, the Wizard of Oz, remember? When they expose him, just ignore that man behind the curtain doing all his magical tricks. Just ignore that. That's what we do. The United States government and media are doing Wizard of Oz, witchcraft magic. Ignore that news. Don't talk about the people dying. Ignore that. So in the UK, though, somebody is investigating. An investigation by the expose shows that further data published by Public Health England indicated that emergency calls for an ambulance due to cardiac problems have also skyrocketed against the expected average since young adults and teens began receiving the COVID vaccine. And Pfizer is pushing to jab 5 to 11-year-olds. Breathe. Okay. So that's what's going on in the UK. I won't read that full report. So now here back in the United States in good old Hollywood, they have gone absolutely cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I have to laugh about it, but then it is kind of serious. Los Angeles, this headline says Los Angeles is going full COVID on indoor establishments, restaurants, other venues. A whole host of indoor venues will now have to adhere to a mandated vaccine ordinance imposed October 6th on the new moon of all things. These people are just so out of touch with the universe and energy and holistic. So we got to be in touch with these things because the ruling planets, the creator, divine intelligence, not artificial intelligence, divine intelligence will help us overcome and wipe this evil out. In the meantime, on October 6th, you got to laugh at this because they're so unconscious. It's ridiculous. October 6th, new moon, we're starting the waxing of a new moon on October 6th. And what does the Los Angeles City Council do on the waxing of the new moon, this beautiful light coming more and brighter and brighter? Our consciousness is growing brighter and brighter and brighter. And the Los Angeles City Council says in a decision that only two people on the 11-member board voted against, the ordinance mandates proof of COVID vaccination to enter indoor establishments, including restaurants, shopping malls, movie theaters, hair and nail salons, gyms, bowling alleys, pool halls, tattoo and piercing businesses, and museums. Yay! In order to go to all those places, you got to show your passport. Show your papers. Where are your papers? As they keep saying in German, we're reminded of German, Nazi Germany. Where are your papers? You cannot get a nail. You can't get your nails done now unless you got your passport. Breathe, breathe. According to the LA Times, quote, an exemption to the requirement would be available for people with a sincerely held religious belief or a relevant medical condition. But exempt customers must show a recent negative coronavirus test result and a written note attesting to their religious belief or medical condition for entry to the businesses requiring vaccination. The ordinance also requires outdoor venues with 5,000 or more attendees to show proof of vaccines as of November 4th. So that means if you want to go to a concert in LA, get your papers ready because you got to be jabbed to go hear some music that might soothe your soul, but you're going to have all those jabs going. Breathe, 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 just breathe. Let's just breathe. Okay, let's breathe. Breathe, breathe, keep breathing. Keep breathing. We're going to go into breathing meditation in a minute, but we want to steady. Now, here's a good note here, news, one more news item, because, time's running out. One more study linking low vitamin D to risk of COVID. There's been tons of studies on vitamin D over the last 20 months. So you should at least be getting out in the sun, getting at least 20 minutes. If you're dark skinned, you're going to stay out there an hour. You have to stay. Thank goodness, my youngest son, who's very dark, has a job outside at SeaWorld. Naima and Zelda spent the whole day outside at SeaWorld or at Discovery Cove with the dolphins, and she met my son who works there. All day long, he's out in the sun. Otherwise, I don't know how his health would be because he eats junk food and he drinks alcohol and all these things. But he's so healthy all the time. He's doing all because he's in the sun all day and he's dark skinned. So that's kind of the habit all you dark skinned people need to develop, or make sure you get a vitamin D supplement. This report says preprint study September 25th. So it's recent, shows the correlation between low vitamin D levels and the risk of getting COVID-19. In this retrospective examination of one population study and seven clinical studies more where vitamin D3 levels were measured on the day of hospitalization, researchers said, quote, the two data sets provide strong evidence that low D3 is a predictor rather than a side effect of the infection. They suggested that it may be possible to prevent or mitigate new COVID outbreaks by simply raising people's vitamin D3 levels to 50 milligrams or above. Even though they said they believe vaccination is part of the fight against COVID, they added that the ongoing evidence of the part vitamin D plays in the risk for contracting the infection is especially important because the virus continues to mutate, which challenges the effectiveness of the vaccine. Good news, good news. Get out in the sun, get out in the sun. Take your vitamin D3. Get it 50 nanograms or milliliters or above. Remember that number, 50. If you're taking vitamin D, and there's another vitamin that K2, I think, that needs to go with it to enhance its absorption. But the easiest thing, if you're in a place where you can get sun, get out there at least 20 minutes every day. I go out there whenever if it's cloudy and the sun comes out, I'm like, got to go get my vitamin D, got to go get my vitamin. That's a practice we should all be thinking about in our daily routines. So I want to do another meditation to honor this beautiful system here that I showed you earlier about the three skin layers. That's three is a very divine number too. Three skin layers that our Creator constructed in the womb. If you ever go and look at a video of how a baby forms, the steps, the process of a baby, they have so many good videos about how babies, how we all start in the womb. There's the skull, but guess what starts it all? The brain. The brain is created out of that seed and sperm, out of that sperm and seed, guess what starts multiplying first? The brain. All of these parts to the brain start multiplying in the womb, and the Creator's wonderful, awesome genius puts one layer in first of the skin and connects it to the brain stem, and then the Creator puts a second layer over that. Now, just think of this as a house being wired. When you look at a house being constructed, they have to put in a wiring. So the Creator puts the endoderm first. The brain comes first out of the seed and the sperm, and then the Creator puts the endoderm layer, the wiring system goes in the brain stem first, and then the second layer called the mesoderm goes over the endoderm and starts with the, cerebellum and the cerebral medulla. That's the construction going on with the Creator in the womb. And then the last layer, the one we see, the skin that we see, the ectoderm, is part of the cerebral cortex. That's the majority of the brain. The wiring system for our outer layer of our skin makes up the majority of our brain cells. And so when you think about where the pineal gland and the pituitary gland are, they're part of the message center that sends a message in the part of the ectoderm. And then over here, we can't forget this part over here where it says all these three layers of skin are connected to, number one, fungi. The first layer of skin develops or promotes fungi, bacteria when we have a stress in our body. The second layer of skin, when we have a message from the brain, remember the brain starts this whole, the command center here starts the whole process. And the second layer, the mesoderm, creates bacteria when we need it to correct or heal. And then the third layer, the ectoderm, creates viruses that we're trying to kill right now, destroy, get them out of there. And all you people who are not getting the jab, you're the problem, according to our president. So we got a caller before we go to our next meditation. I want to bring in a caller. Because what do you think about all these news items and how, most important, how are you responding? We need to get out of reactive mode because that's what's creating the new cancers. And this show is all about, are your genes causing health challenges like cancer, or is it the environment that's triggering us into anger and bitterness when we see the clown Biden talking about, it's been a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Kwame Sunhorse, please bring some wisdom into this conversation. Your mic is open, my brother.
Grand Rising, Sister Viata, and I'm chiming in kind of late, but as I sit here on the stolen land of the Muscogee Creek here in Georgia, and I have to acknowledge that because everywhere that we sit on Turtle Island is stolen land, and we have to acknowledge where we stand or where we sit or lay is land that once belonged to another people. The part of it I'm saying that is because Earth is very important because this planet now is in what we call a plandemic. But the part of that word Earth is four words, is that number one, you can take Earth and make heart. And then you can take from that word Earth and you can make hear. And you hear with the word also is ear. And so it's listening to the heartbeat of the earth and how we hear with our heart the art of living. And these are the things in which we're doing and saying, the things in which the body needs and how it is formulated and grows, because you talk about the skin, but the soil is a skin of the planet. That's the skin that we stand on. Is the skin, the soil. And there's layers. There's the earth, and then there's a crust under that, and then there's the crystal, like in Arkansas. There's here in Georgia, it's granite and crystal together. And the core center of the earth is a magma, which resonates the iron. And this is what our blood consists of, is iron.
Kwame, put a pause on that for just 1 minute. What you said, crystal, oh my goodness, I just got a really good insight on that endoderm. That first layer of skin is a liquid crystal. And why is it a liquid crystal? Because it needs to transmit information from the brainstem and that area. So the creator put in the first layer from mirroring Mother Earth, like you just said. The first layer of skin is a liquid crystal, the endoderm, that transmits information in a particular way, like you said, and the earth, yes.
But it also transmits and receives because our skin receives the energy. So, and then the follicles of the hair, the coils, and all of these things is that we're all one. And when you look at it, because this is how we're the youngest of creation and we're all the things that was made for this planet is in us. But even the part of in us being with this planet, it's in the law of the universe, the law of the cosmos, the law of nature. And what we're now seeing is that we have changed the frequency with this 5G and all of these things in which we've created. And we're out of order. And this is why we're having the challenge of them attempting to make the AI, but the DI, which is divine intelligence, is something in which man cannot reproduce divine intelligence. He's emulating, he's attempting to, but he copies the same way that we go to the farm and we see the plant relatives. Or we go in nature and we see the plant relatives, which is the medicine. Even we see the sun. The sun is the activation of the vitamin D in the human body by just being in the sunlight. It activates you to receive and build up your immune system and activate your hormones. And then when the sun goes away, the melatonin kicks in. For it to still do the defense of the body, but also to give the body the frequency to rest. So it's in divine order, but we're just out of order.
Yes.
And what they're doing, is attempting to alter the genetic process that comes from the divine feminine's mitochondria DNA by altering and putting foreign genes and altering the human gene. Because this is why it's called the Human Genome Project. They're trying to make artificial take the place of human. And so these are the challenges that we face here on this planet right now. And it's a good show to watch as long as we don't get caught up in it. Because if you stay connected to the earth, the mother, she will give you and she will give you the consciousness that's coming from above. That's why we just had a new moon. We've had the fall equinox. This is why I went and harvested my crystals, because those new crystals that are gifted from the earth are the new transmitter and receiver programs that we need to stimulate and put in our space for us to receive what is coming, because there's a great shift
that's
come about the planet.
So I want to... I know we're almost ready to go. We may go over a little. I want us to do one more meditation to really remind us what Kwame just shared and to really help us respond to all this craziness going around us. And part of it is recognizing what this body is all about. So let's just close our eyes for just 1 minute, and we're going to go over. But I really want us to keep this meditation with us so we stay in peace, harmony, and alkaline blood. Closing our eyes and breathing in beautiful words. Breathing in.
Earth, my body, water, my blood, air, my breath, and fire, my spirit. Earth my body, water my blood. Air my breath and fire my spirit. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I like to sing to the earth, I like to hold her. She likes to sing to me, she likes to hold me. I carry fistfuls of leaves. I make love to the breeze. I carry fistfuls of bones. I trust they will lead me home. I carry grief on my wings. I know a caged bird. Through many turns of this moon, my women have suffered wounds. But my grandmother's with me.
Today, with a reminder of who you are. Your first layer of skin is
my grandchildren
building
are here.
And we were all
the crow and
constructed in greatness in the womb. That energy that put that first layer of crystal, liquid crystal in our body was great energy. You can't get any greater than that. And then our mother's womb was the great place that we were constructed, that you chose to be constructed. So we're surrounded by light and bone. The bone is a reminder to be one. B-O-N-E, bone, be one. Stop listening to the divisive media, the divisive government, and let us be one. With the mind, and great mind that Creator gave us. Great mind. And reach out to your brothers and sisters and hold them. Share the knowledge.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every
show on the archive at www.blogtalkradio.com/the sound goes out, but hope you got the gist of it.
You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution.
Leave your comments about today's show.
You can all reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
And give those boys some love all down under
Listen
the arms.
Listen to our radio shows.
There every
Order our books.
Day.
And be
women.
Sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution.
When they're talking
On
about
behalf
people.
Of our team of radio
love
hosts,
you.
I'd like to thank all of you
thank
who participated
you
in today's discussion.
Our,
and to our
global
family
campus.
Listening from all around the world.
And don't forget to come back tomorrow.
Thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaba, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Jeong Kunyong, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I love you.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Aloha.